Well, no, we got to start with the story, though.
Yeah, and I've got a story. Story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I touched the mic.
Don't touch the mic. Rule number one of mics is you never touch the mic.
Right?
Yeah. That's legit.
So, you guys, I have a story.
No crap, there I was.
Seriously?
No.
It's 1974.
There I am. We got to have Nico on the podcast one day, just so he can start it off like that. I'm also thinking whenever we have a host, we don't have them, like...
It starts
or,
real talk.
Or whenever we have a guest, we don't have them host, but we have them tell the story.
Yeah. No, for sure. I was actually going to say that after you were done saying the thing I was going to say.
So that Nico, like...
Because, Nico would start with that.
Yeah.
So, but we'd have to let him know beforehand. We can't speak. Nico... Yeah. You have a story.
Nico!
You have a story?
You wanted to tell us?
Sorry, Mike. Or people listening, I apologize.
Yeah. So, you guys, I have a story. It's more
really?
Of an anecdote.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
but it's not actually an anecdote.
Well, it's not actually. It's actually. I mean, what is an anecdote? Now that you think.
What actually is a story?
What is Alec?
What is were you?
So, I know this dude. He's probably in his 70s. And his name is Steve. Whoa. We call him Steve Eastwood because he looks like Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks like Clint Eastwood. We don't actually call him Steve Eastwood to his face.
He looks like old Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, like, he looks like Clint Eastwood now.
Okay.
He doesn't look like Clint Eastwood then. He's old. He's like, he looks like Clint Eastwood, though. Doesn't sound like him, which is kind of disappointing, because when he talks, he's just kind of like a normal guy. It's not...
it's Abraham Lincoln!
This guy is literally the weirdest interaction you can ever have with a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. He does not make sense. He does the weirdest things for, like, you don't understand, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So an example of that is, like, we always just think, like, whenever he...
Hold on.
No.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's weird. He does weird things, and he says certain things that it just... We take it, and then we have to run away and laugh about it, because it's just kind of like, oh, did you hear what he said? You know? Because
he's crazy. You know what that crazy guy said?
Because he's like kind of Pierce. Insane. Kind of like Pierce, but more like less racist. So
okay.
But he looks like
he's more or less racist.
So, every time he talks, though,
wait,
you
more
just...
more racist or less racist? Though?
Less racist.
Okay.
Did I say more?
You said more or less racist.
More or less racist. Well, yes. So, everything he says, though, you just kind of, like, you take it, and it's like, everything he says is a lie because he's crazy. He's literally crazy.
Kind of like when you talk to Leonard.
No, worse.
What?
So
no.
Anyway, no, worse because...
No, have you ever met Leonard?
Listen,
he's literally the worst human being.
No, I'm not saying he's the worst. No, he is. You're right.
Yeah.
But what he says is like, it's like Terry Gilliam movies. It's just like, dude, okay. You just, you're like, okay, you know? So... Like, for example, like I was talking about biking for some reason. He'll come into anything, like, as if you were already having a conversation for an hour, and he's just, like, talking. Just, like, without saying hello, he's just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, Steve.
Okay, Steve.
I guess we're in a conversation.
Steve!
You know, and he'll be like, oh, you know, like, I was biking down here, and I look, 95% of the time, I look into the rearview mirror on my bike. I'm like, there's a rearview mirror on his bike. Okay. And 95% of the time he's looking into it. And he doesn't say hi, he just like starts saying stuff. So anyways, he says at one point, he's taking pictures. He's like inside. He's like on his phone. And he's like, oh man, these fluorescent lights, they ruin everything. Oh, I mean, my camera, just these fluorescent lights, you know, like whatever. It's like, Steve's, he's weird. You know, everybody's like, this guy. But, which is tying into the theme. When we had that project, the clip project before, not this last one, but the one before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I filmed indoors, fluorescent lights, ruined my project.
Ruined the project.
Ruined the camera.
Yeah.
Like, the ruined it.
The camera broke.
Camera broke. No, but it ruined the project, right?
Yeah.
And I come back to my friends that, like, know Steve and everything. I'm like, you guys, Steve was right. He could have been right about everything. Like, you guys.
Guys.
I go to Steve and I'm just like, Steve.
What am I doing
Steve,
wrong?
What am I doing wrong? You were right about the fluorescent lights. And he was like, well, Sam, if you would have listened to me last time, you would have gotten a better project. So you can keep your stupid comments in your pocket.
Oh,
he didn't actually say that. Yay.
So yeah, welcome to the Keep Comments Stupid Comments in Your Pocket podcast. I'm Alec.
We're making a movie.
So is that what we're going with? Is it unanimous?
I don't know.
I like your idea a lot. I think it's just too hard to do within this amount of time, you know?
I don't think so.
Because we got to write a lot. His, we don't have to write a lot.
Not necessarily, because if we're writing just a 12-minute script, like, it's not that long.
Okay.
I think they're both doable. I think they're, like, in terms of doability, they're both about equal.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Mine doesn't have fire in it, but we can have video of you trying to do fire.
If his is going to be dialogue-based, right? Then that's going to be... I mean, that's a lot of script writing, unless it's just going to be us talking.
It's very open script. Like, James Franco and friends wrote it. Like, okay. Like they don't write scripts, they write this
happens. It's like 20 pages of Eraserhead, you know? Like,
no, but just... Kevin, I can do fire. Like, I've done fire before.
See, this right now is the movie. This
no,
is
but, like...
that's what makes it
I'm
so
legitimately pissy for this, because you have no idea what you're talking about. Like, you don't know.
So what fire are you doing? Hold on, just for the... What fire are you doing?
Well... See, I don't know if, let's say we were to go, what we're talking about is we're one of the projects we're throwing around, we're working on our final for our film class, and one of the ideas that we're throwing around was this kind of like stupid, ridiculous spy thriller type thing, and I had the idea to do cool intros for each of us.
Just set me on fire.
One of them was Sam Slade's, which is my favorite. Mainly because this is the only one I can do. Like, the other two I couldn't do. Because the other one, yours was going to be smoke and mine was going to be water. I can't do either of those. I can do fire, though, which is why I'm pissed off about this.
Smoke, but not fire.
No, I can do fire, but not smoke. See, but if I could do practical smoke, like, that's not as hard. But, like, special effects smoke, I couldn't do. I could do special effects fire. Practical fire, about just as easy as fake fire. So I don't know whether I'd want to try it practically, because that'd be kind of cool. I already have some ideas of how I'd do it practically. But I could do it using special effects. It would take a long time, but I can do it. I know how to do it.
Okay. I believe you.
That pissed me off. Okay. Legitimately.
Okay.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Whore.
I didn't say you can't do it. I just said I've never seen it done well.
Well, you haven't seen me do it.
Yeah. I didn't say I did.
Nobody's seen you
say I was judging you. I'm just saying.
Have you seen the Flame Reach logo? Or the Flame Reach intro? And that's not a lot of special effects.
You're saying like you're just going to add it in post, is what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. For the most part. Or let's see. I don't know. See, that's the thing. I want to experiment with practical fire, because I think it would look cool if we had some legitimate fire behind you. But doesn't seem like we're going to do that anyway, so I'm not going to worry too much about it.
Yeah.
You guys never get to
see it. So the theme, though. Okay. Said this to you guys earlier, it's mistakes and being annoyed.
I'm annoyed with him. So you are annoyed I'm already on track.
I never said anything against
And we all
him.
Made a mistake. Our projects that we turned in today all had something wrong, pretty much.
No, mine was pretty...
Alex, was your
I think you would best stop talking, Alec.
Alright, I'm not going to say mine went flawlessly, but it did not have any major problems.
No, it didn't.
Again, with the stopping talking part.
But this is because... Yours was last done. We learned the most before then, and it was indoors.
Well, I also directed it. There was a lot I didn't tell you guys. Mainly because I wanted you guys to make the mistakes for yourselves. Because, I mean,
directing was fine, though. It was just the audio.
Well, all right, like, a few things you guys should take note on for next time. Like, remember how many shots I took of everything? Like, how many retakes?
No, I wanted to do that, but the fact that we kept, like, it was such a long thing already, I was like, we're done. Like, I would
our filming...
I wanted to do the same thing, that same first run through, I wanted to do that three times. Yeah. I wanted to do it from your perspective, from Kevin's perspective, I had less to edit with.
For both of yours, we should have done... We should have shot earlier in the day. I think that was one of our biggest problems... especially yours, the lighting at night. Which I don't know if you guys are okay. We could post this on YouTube, and for anyone listening to the podcast and actually wants to know what we're talking about, our film
YouTube.
Projects that we
Once
just finished.
Once we finish them, which I'd like to actually finish them before the end of the semester, actually make them right,
make them the way they were meant. The director's cut.
Mine's, yeah, no, we actually.
I'm happy with mine.
Yeah,
I turned it. But here's the thing: when I turned it in, though,
there was no audio.
There was no audio, but that wasn't my fault. That was the computer's fault.
I know. Not saying it was your fault. I'm just saying you work out.
But at
the
time, I thought it was my fault. At the time, I did, and then when it wasn't, I was like,
"Love is now admissible evidence."
Dude, it's a cop.
All right, so Sam, do you have anything else prepared?
Yes. Well, that was the intro to it. Again, because I got the idea. I was like, dude, I'm annoyed and I made a mistake.
Okay.
You know, I make a lot of mistakes. We all make a lot of mistakes. Yeah, but what's a funny mistake you guys have done that totally was just like, I am such an idiot. Can't believe I did that.
Well, Sam's like, if I...
Oh, God. I almost don't want to think about...
I couldn't make a list that...
You don't need a list. You just need one to entertain. I mean, you can do as many as you want, but...
Okay. Whew, are we talking, like, dumbest or just dumb? Like, do...
Whatever you want. Oh, okay. Whatever you want.
Dumbest would be funnier. The dumber it is, the funnier it gets.
See, it's weird, though. Like, honestly, other people tell your dumb mistakes better than you can. Like, well, like Tamlin and Severn are a very good example of this, because Tamlin tells one of my favorite Severn stories I have ever heard, and Severn couldn't tell the story. It's basically this story, I almost wish Tamlin was here just to tell it, because it's hilarious when he tells it. They were both doing yard work when they were kids, and Severn was, like, raking leaves in the kind of in the corner, and he was moping around, and Tamlin was like, hey, Severn, what's going on? And he's like, and he starts mumbling around. He's like, Severn, what's wrong? And Severn whips his head around and yells, you don't know my life! And continues to, like, to just mope around and doesn't do anything about it.
I think I heard the story.
Yeah, it's hilarious when Tamlin tells it, but, like, Severn could never tell that story. So I'm sure, like, the worst
story. You gotta finish the story, though. You got part way and you gotta finish the story.
Is that not the end of the story?
Wait.
That is the end of the story.
I thought he was moping because of the yard work or something like that.
Yeah, that's what Tamlin told me. Yeah, that's it.
You didn't... Okay, whatever.
Did I not mention that?
Well, you know, you mentioned that was yard work, but you didn't mention that's why he was so upset.
Oh, yeah, that's why he was upset, because he was moping, or because he had to do the yard work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so I couldn't tell you the funnier stories about myself.
What?
No, I'm just...
Oh, wait, have we told the...
if you guys want a chance to have, like, to think of this, I've got some movie mistakes that me and Kevin were talking about earlier that are mistakes. Not really mistakes, but mistakes to us personally.
Well, what are you talking about?
Kill Bill and Elysium.
Of those are mistakes.
No, they're not mistakes, but they are.
Hold on.
Like, that's why I'm saying it's a personal mistake. It's not like, oh, he shouldn't have done that. It's like, to me, I'm just like, why?
Why?
You know, okay,
why?
Okay.
So, Elysium, though. I probably mentioned this before, but at the end, she gets, Jodie Foster gets stabbed in the neck.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Elysium, it's a great movie. Go see it right now. Jodie Foster dies. Not that she's, like, one of the main
villains. Cool part about Elysium is when people die, you can bring them back to life with a magic machine or whatever. She could have been fine. They didn't save her. They just let her die.
That's also because she was terrible. No one wanted to save her.
No, not well. Wow. She was a villain. She was...
But it was Jodie Foster, though.
I'm sure she
was. But it was a villain. I'm sure she was Jodie Foster.
At the end of Kill Bill...
No. Me and Kevin came up with a solution. So, at the end of
Kill Bill... I doubt this is a solution.
No, this is a solution.
Oh, okay. Can I tell this one?
I gotta open it, though.
Okay, you can open it.
But... So, Beatrix Kiddo.
Yeah,
finally with Bill. She's finally just like, I had it. I'm gonna kill Bill. She's there. She's killed everybody else.
Yeah. Spoilers for Kill Bill.
Spoilers for Kill Bill.
Or not.
Bill dies.
She kills Bill at the end.
Yeah. So she's learned this trick, you know, 5-point exploding palm trick or whatever.
5-point palm.
She does that on Bill. And the thing is, if it happens to you, you take 5 steps and you die. But if you don't take 5 steps, you're fine. Totally fine.
Right.
So what does Bill do, Kevin?
Well, see, Bill, being the genius that he is.
Genius.
I mean, he is smart. He built, like, a gun that has a truth serum in it.
Let's say... So, this is what's happened in the movie. Well, this is our different ending.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom. He's like, why? And then he's like, you know, I can't believe Pai Mei taught you the exploding heart trick. You know, he's so, like, I can't believe
it. Why didn't you tell me?
And she's like, I don't know. And then he's like, well, it's okay. Pai Mei taught, like, he already told me, you know? And then they flash back. And it's... And, like, first they show Pai Mei talking to him. It's like, oh, she knows. And then it's like he's driving in his car with Bibi, his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Who's also the bride's daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like, Bibi, gonna get me a wheelchair. I knew that was...
And the montage coming. Montage.
I'm not surprised at all. And then Kevin, what does he do?
Okay. Rolls out. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, he was sitting dun, in a wheelchair dun, the whole dun, time. Dun, dun, he doesn't need to walk anymore.
Not only does he roll out and reveal the wheelchair, he rolls away into the sunset and survives.
And he has a speech about, he's like, You think you can just kill Bill, but you can. He rolls away, and she's like, Bill!
Bill! And of course, she can't hear what he's saying at all. He's like miles away, but you can't. You can't kill Bill. The games have just begun, kiddo.
As long as he stays in the wheelchair long enough till he gets taken to Elysium and saved, brought back to life, fixed his heart, game over. He's fine. Kill Bill Volume 3 confirmed.
And the entirety of Kill Bill Volume 3 is just an extended twist. Him still going, dun-dun-dun!
There's no music playing. He's singing it. Dun-dun-dun!
Dun-dun-dun! Dun-dun-dun! Just going over the hills.
And every once in a while they cut back to Beatrix just like, BB's like 20 now. It's still happening. Mom, let's go home. I'm starving to death.
I'm starving to death.
Mom, that's what I would fix.
Mom, all I know how to do is kill fish and make sandwiches.
That is all she knows how to do.
Okay.
She should learn better from her uncle.
I got a story.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So this is kind of embarrassing. I had a little mental debate on whether or not I'd tell it, but I decided I'd tell it.
I'm gonna gauge mine on how embarrassing yours is.
This isn't that bad, I don't feel, but at the same time, I feel like it's just weird. Why would I do that? So back in the ye olde days, I was a young whippersnapper. I was probably around 8, I want to say. So I wasn't that young. Like that's the most important part of this story is like I was young, but I wasn't like that young.
Conscious.
Yeah, I was conscious.
You're a conscious being.
Now, I have a pool in my backyard, and so one of the things we do if we're swimming and we have to pee, there's a little dog run. Where the dogs go to the bathroom. So, you know, a lot of times if you don't want to dry off, you just pee in the dog run. Because that's where the dogs pee anyways. You're not hurting anything. You just pee in the dog run.
Where's the dog run? All the plants.
It's right next to my room. So if you ever know, the reason I always keep that window shut is because it smells like crap if I open the window.
Wait, that's where they pee? They just go over there?
They go over there?
Huh.
Yeah. Makes it easier. Well, no, they used to. The dog... This was back when we had dogs that actually did that.
Oh, okay.
Because Maggie's the only one that's actually trained enough to go back there. Marley and me are just idiots. That's because me and my dad trained Maggie, and Austin was supposed to train Marley, and Logan was supposed to be training Mia, but they're both idiots. Anyway, that was just a side note.
So I grew up
kind of like, peeing in the backyard was kind of normal, but I knew that this wasn't normal. So I was in a family friend's backyard, and I decided that I wanted I had to pee. There was no reason. Like, their bathrooms were perfectly functional. They were easy to walk in. I decided that I wanted to pee on their concrete backyard, though. And so, I pulled down my pants.
Oh, my gosh. And just started
peeing on the ground. Everybody? Not in front of anyone. Everyone just in the corner. Like, I don't know why. I was like, I want
to
pee.
Wait, you pulled your pants down all the way?
Yeah, because I was like...
To your ankles.
Yeah, okay. Not to my ankles, but just like... You know, I pulled it down
your
so I
ass
could
cheeks,
pee.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, and I was like, I'm gonna pee on the ground. So I started peeing, and then the mom walked out, and she was like, "What are you doing?" And I didn't know what to say. I was like, I didn't have an excuse for it. Like, I knew what I was doing, and I felt like terrible about it.
Just be like, hey,
I was like, I'm pissing. Had to pee.
You're not pissing. I'm pissing.
Hey, this backyard is like the rest of the house, so might as well just pee on it, right?
No, and so I was like, I had to pee really bad. And she was like, you couldn't wait. Like, the bathroom was like 10 feet away from me. And so I was like, you couldn't wait?
You could have sat, you could have stand from there and like arc and make it in from where you're standing.
So that's one of those stories like.
Or went into the bathroom and shot outside.
Every time I think about that, I cringe to myself a little bit like,
oh it's
my
one
God.
Of those memories.
Yeah, like,
I hate
oh,
that.
Why?
You know, you have those memories that, like,
why?
They're not
why?
That
because so I was conscious. It wasn't like a, like, I wasn't like 5 or 6 to where,
you
like,
were simply
I,
being a
I knew what I was doing. I was consciously
man.
Peeing on these people's backyard.
Shit, I don't know if I have a story that bad.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of pissing, though.
Not I feel mine's gonna be like dwarfed.
Like at work, since we're like out on the road a lot and stuff, like we go around and like it's not like we can just go to the like into a bathroom
mm-hmm.
whenever. So we either piss in someone's backyard or you do this thing where we're at the truck and you open the door like this and you're in the parking lot or whatever
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of like make a little makeshift, you know, bathroom by just opening the door of the truck a little bit like this and just peeing in the V, you know, so like so it's like the divider is the door and the car and you're in the parking lot and you're just like peeing in the V.
my god.
Yep.
You barbarians.
That's you know. I don't I try to refrain from doing that as much as possible, but it's just kind of like
you're peeing all over people's backyards and parking lots.
I actually don't pee in people's backyards.
That's disgusting. Do all gardeners do that?
It's not just in the middle of the backyard. It's like discreetly.
Turns out my dogs don't actually pee in the backyard at all. It's just the gardeners.
I had the same reaction that you did though. The first time, like I saw him do the door thing, I was just like, "What? You're gonna get labeled as a sex offender, dude? Like you're just like we're in front of Costco and you're just taking a piss.
Just why don't you walk in Costco?
Well, you need a membership, dude. You do." True story.
Well, you have a Costco membership.
I think there's a bigger problem here.
You don't have a Costco membership.
Why wouldn't you have a Costco
membership? Because he's from Missouri. He doesn't even know what Costco is.
Oh, my God.
So
That poor man.
He knows now. He had Costco pizza, like, a few months ago, and he's like, that's the best pizza I've ever had. Because, okay. He's from
Missouri. Tamlin and Nico. Is that the guy that said that? Yeah. Want to talk about mistakes? Tamlin and Nico, their births were mistakes.
Okay.
They both hate Costco pizza. What? I thought it was just Tamlin. I thought Tamlin was the only dumb one.
I have a feeling Nico wouldn't like it either.
I don't, why? What is their reasoning?
I don't know.
It's legitimately good pizza. It's not super expensive. It's awesome pizza!
What do they like on their pizza?
Why?
Because Costco's limited. It's pepperoni, cheese, or the works.
That's all you need.
That is all you need. I agree. That's all you need. But to them, they're like, but I only eat pineapple pizza or whatever. You know,
Nico usually gets meat pizza.
Okay. And you can get that.
Oh, wait, can you?
No, I don't think... I think you have to order ahead for that. You can't just go there and pick up. You have to say, I want...
You can't go and order that, but yeah.
Actually, no. That is actually what Nico doesn't like about... I just put something together. Because when I talked to Nico about Costco pizza, he said, quote unquote, I can't get meat pizza from there. And I thought he was saying he didn't like their meat pizza. Like, oh, I can't get it from there. Because that's how he was saying it when he said it. But I just realized that's not what he was talking about.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Oh my God.
That's what I assume because like Costco's limited. The pizza is fine. Yeah, I think he's okay with that.
The pizza is amazing. Think,
yeah, I like their pizza a lot. It's up there.
Pound for pound, it's the best pizza for your money. Because
it's $10 for like three pizzas worth
of one pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So good. Anyways, I've thought of a mistake. Pretty much when I was like, I wasn't even that. I was like 11, 10. At our church, we've got these stairs, okay? It's like a 30-step set of stairs at one point. It's just straight down.
Right.
I was racing my sister. My older sister.
The hot one.
We were racing from...
Yeah, so the hot one.
She was like 13 at the time, so calm down.
So...
We're at the top where there's our drinking
fountain. Wait, how much older...
And we're like, we're going to meet in the kitchen. We're going to race.
How much older than
you? Opposite sides to the kitchen.
How much older is you? Or is you?
She is like 3 years older.
Dude, I'm going to tap that.
No, you're not. She's also got a boyfriend she's had for 4 years.
Dude.
And she's had him before he hasn't had her.
So, from the drinking fountain, down the stairs. She's going down a different set of stairs. I'm going down the long one to the kitchen. It was like, we're going to race, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking as 10, 11, whatever age, I'm like, if I jump the stairs... I will beat her because I will jump the stairs. I don't have to go. I just and I win, you know. So I just full on, just from the drinker, I just full on jump down the stairs, which not a good idea. So I at the very bottom,
how tall
I made
these stairs.
They're pretty tall. I get to the bottom one.
Uh-huh.
I make it almost to the very bottom, but my ankle right in the bottom one, and I flip like this. I go. and it totally screws up my ankle. I never got it checked out, but it was at least sprained. At least got it checked out. And it was funny because someone walked in right when I was like on the ground like this, and I was trying to pretend like it was fine. So I was just like, oh no, I'm fine. I'm like on the floor.
I meant to be laying here right now.
I'm fine. Here's what the mistake is though. The real mistake.
The real.
That was only the pre-mistake. About 2 months later, two or three. My ankle's better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I can't believe I didn't make that jump. I should have made that jump. And all my friends are like, yeah, you should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Like, you would have been like one of the only people that had done it, dude. I'm like, we're 10.
It's like, dude, you could have broken a world record.
You would have been a champ.
And I'm like, you're right.
Dude, they can make a movie of you. I know.
So I try it again and do the same thing. The exact same thing.
The exact same.
Like, if this was like a...
Oh my god!
If this was what's his name? Edgar Wright movie? It would just be like, it'd be like, poof, poof, I go through the hospital, it's like, poof, okay, I'm gonna try that again. Poof, poof. It would be the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Oh, god.
So, and then I'm just like, oh, my, the same ankle. I'm just like, oh, the same ankle. And okay. I was just like, why would I do that?
Okay, I'm such an idiot. What was the time difference between the two jumps?
Like 2 to 3 months.
Okay,
like my so you had time better. To think this one out. Like.
No, it was after my ankle was fine and I was back to my jumping age.
Oh my
like
god.
Back into where I can jump again. I was like, could have been, man. I could have done it.
You know what? I can do it now. I think I'll do it now.
Pretty much.
Okay, I have one story about me. It's a little embarrassing, even though I don't think it's as embarrassing as either of those things. You guys will not let me live this down the most, so I think it's a fun podcast one. Also,
watching
I have one...
room twice?
What?
By yourself?
What? No!
Okay.
Anyway, how can that be a mistake?
I'm just saying we don't live that down.
But then after that, I have
he's done that way more than twice, Samson.
But then after that, I have probably an even more embarrassing story about a friend of mine that I just have to... Because it's just the first thing I think of, like, that is the...
Is it a mistake, though?
It's a huge mistake.
Okay. I have been a huge mistake.
Okay, so... First thing is that first mistake, and there's no real any like build up or anything. It's just simply one small thing I did, and I have never been able to live it down since. So I've embraced it.
I know what this story is.
It's not a story.
I know what this is.
What is it?
Back in 2000, late 2011, early 2012, something like that.
No, never mind. I don't know what this is.
What?
Maybe I did. This isn't what I thought it was.
Okay, well,
Pocahontas.
What? Pocahontas. No. Well, first of all, that was not a mistake. I was right.
Wait, what about Pocahontas?
Kevin thought he was Pocahontas for a while.
No.
He thought he was Pocahontas, dude.
The facts are wrong.
He went around telling people
I was Pocahontas years old. Okay, there's a difference.
That doesn't make any more sense, though. What do you mean?
Okay. Okay, if you want to know the other thing really quick, I said Django instead of Django. And
oh, Jay. Yeah.
And...
He called it Django and
Jay. It was one time. One time. At Fat Collectibles, I think...
I didn't know about this.
It,
you said Django and Jay. I never
heard anyone else saying that? Because usually when I'm with them, like,
I might
Django
have
Django.
I'll
like,
usually
oh,
say
I'll
it around
you.
Jacob or Taryn.
I've heard Django. You guys say it, but I didn't know that was like a Kevin
thing. Oh, yeah, no, it's a Kevin thing. Hmm.
Django Unchained. Now I'm bringing it back.
I was taking Spanish at that time, okay? Yeah. And at the time, there was no anything, like, no, there were no trailers or anything. It was just the title. That's all we knew. And I'm like, well, sometimes the D is, you know, like, it actually is...
The D is
sometimes
silent.
The D is silent sometimes, so I'm like...
Django?
So, anyway, but...
Even in Spanish, J makes an H sound. If so, it would be Dongo.
That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, okay,
Dongo.
So... Okay, so, okay, so about the Pocahontas thing. I'm surprised I never told you about the Pocahontas thing. Okay, so...
I thought that's where you're going, because you're like, I only did it once.
Okay, funny enough... Okay, well, there's only... I only did it once on video. I probably did it more than once. And okay. The cool, weird thing is, you can actually see this video. It is possible. We have it.
Okay.
My mom... was following me around. I honestly don't remember how old I was. I was like 4, I want to say. And my brother was like 2 or something. And so we had a little kind of kids playground in our backyard. So I was playing around on that. My brother was kind of off doing his own thing. And my mom was running with the video camera trying to get footage of us. And so she comes up to me and she's like kind of asking me questions because I was a really freaking smart kid. And so she goes up and she's just like, Kevin, like, they're just kind of proving to the camera, like, hey, you know, this kid knows his shit, right? so she's like, Kevin, how old are you? And I just kind of say something that's kind of, blah, 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 like kind of ignoring her, going about my own thing, like not even answering the question at all. She's like, no, like, Kevin, wait, just kind of getting close with the
how
camera.
Old are
she's
you?
Like, I was like 4.
Okay.
I wanted to say, like, I might be as high as 6, but no high. I want to say it was closer to 4, though, because I don't remember this at all. But I own it, though. So my mom goes up and she's like, no, Kevin, how old are you? I'm Pocahontas! And so So then I didn't, like, no one remembered this at all. Like, I went through my entire childhood with no one, including myself or my parents, like, remembering this. And then about a year, nah, a couple years ago, more than a couple years,
because I heard about this in senior year.
And it was before I dated Kayla, because I told her about it. So it was probably, like, I want to say it was actually summer of junior year.
Okay.
Like, summer after junior, like, between junior and senior year. Because I remember the first time I told anyone was Evan and Sam Cole when we went to Disneyland. I think that was summer.
The first time you confessed it to someone?
I confessed.
You guys were sitting there, like, drinking your sarsaparilla or whatever.
I know,
like,
you think that we are going to this trip to have a good time. Guys. But I have an ulterior motive. I gotta tell you something.
I need to get something on my chest. And there's the sarsaparilla. Lay it on me.
I'm not actually 17. What do you mean?
Pocahontas!
So basically, like, ever since then, I've, like, totally owned up to it. Like, we're sitting there, like, we saw the World of Color. We were in California Adventure. And so there's this whole Pocahontas section. And so, you know, all the colors of the wind, which is literally the perfect song for World of Color. And so, like, this whole thing's
going
on. It's
a pretty stupid song.
Yeah, for the most part. So I kind of walk up and I'm like, hey. He's like, what? I'm like, that's me up there. He's like, what? I said, yeah, that's me. He's like, that's Pocahontas, though. I'm like,
yeah. So this is like, this. I just had a side tangent in my mind, and I was able to catch it. But the way you said that reminded me of your dad. And I have a story about your dad. Because when we went to go see 2000... Do we want to tell the 2001 Space Odyssey?
Oh, that's
story?
Also a mistake. I remember that was also part of it.
So,
mistake.
2 cents. Mistake, steak. So yesterday, we went to go see 2001 A Space Odyssey.
For Alec's birthday.
For my
Alec
birthday.
Didn't know.
But I did. I guessed
no,
it last week.
He had no idea. I was like, guys, I don't know what we're going to
I predicted...
See. No, hold on. Let me set this straight.
So hard.
Alec predicted that it was 2001 A Space Odyssey. He predicted right, but he didn't know. It wasn't like we told him. It wasn't like,
yeah,
dude, Alec, we're going to go see it. It was like,
he had the right
it's
prediction,
a surprise.
But of course,
We never told him.
Anything, you know.
It's at this really nice theater,
He
though,
knew, but he didn't
called
know.
The Dome, right? It was the Dome or whatever?
Yeah, the Dome at ArcLight Theater.
And it's just this big old 75-meter
very, very,
screen.
Very fancy, famous Hollywood theater on Sunset Boulevard.
Yep.
And was it in the news? Like, was it a big thing in the news? Kevin found a news article about it.
Yeah,
it like,
yeah.
Because they're also going to try and do it with Avengers.
Yeah. So basically, there's some sort of projectionist strike going on. They want a 2 cents raise. And all right, projectionist, if you're listening right now,
2 cents.
It's 2 cents. I don't know if that lady was like lying or not, right? But
get another
2 cents?
Job. Seriously,
but
get,
both sides
or
the
walk
projectionist...
on a sidewalk. You can find 2 cents literally everywhere.
2 cents. She had to have been exaggerating.
She was
there's
exaggerating.
No
there's no way.
There's no
yeah,
way the people
yeah,
are that stupid.
May have been
moral of the story, we didn't actually end up seeing 2001 Space Odyssey
because
they
were
the projector
like, they pretty much commandeered
the projectionist.
They commandeered the show. They were just
but
like, we're not going to
we
do
left,
it.
I went into Kevin's house to go pee. And your dad was watching the first episode of Game of Thrones. Like
mm-hmm.
He
was rewatching.
So has he seen it before?
Yeah.
Okay. So your dad...
Of course, he's caught up.
Yeah, he's caught
your dad. So I walk in, he's watching the first episode, right when Jamie pushes... and I thought he had seen it, too. This is why this was so funny to me. Because I stopped and started watching it for a second with him. He's watching the part where Jamie pushes Bran out the window. And I literally just stopped to watch that part. And your dad's so into it. Like, he's sitting there just like... He's kind of like hunched forward. He's watching it. And so Jamie pushes Bran out the window. And he, like, freaks out. He's like, oh, my God. And he started, like, cracking up for some reason. And I was like, has he seen it before? Like... This seems he's reacting like someone that's never seen it before. Then I went pee, and then I totally forgot about it. But
the backyard, right?
Yeah, I went to the backyard. I went to Kevin's backyard. Pee.
Missed the plants, just the concrete.
No, I specifically peed on their concrete. I think that was the word. Like it was so deliberate. Like it was thought out. I wasn't trying to be like bad or anything. I just thought I'm gonna pee on these people.
You're being controlled. Way down, you.
So, you come back after you're done peeing.
No, that was the whole story.
Yeah,
that was an Alex story. There's no ending.
I thought it
there.
Was like you were gonna.
It was just like I was just reminded of that because Kevin sound reminded me of his dad.
Okay.
And then I was like, that was so weird. Like he was freaking out. He thought it was hilarious.
Well, the thing is he's been watching it slowly over Dis Netflix. So we've been watching it for a very long time. So he has not seen episode one since. Okay. Since like before,
because he had a more enthusiastic reaction.
You know, the first time you saw season one. Before that.
Wow.
Like a month or two before. Because remember, I started doing Discord, and you're like, oh, Kevin started doing Discord before me? I'm going to watch the entire show now and make Kevin feel bad.
I already had seen the first five episodes of that way before that, and then I just dropped it. And then when you guys got back into it, I was like, well, now I have to get back
into it. Actually, yeah. I got into it because Tamlin and I had last semester, or a year ago, we had a bunch of classes together.
I got into it because of when season three was starting, and Rooster Teeth was only talking about Game of Thrones. I was like, I gotta just watch the show.
Yeah, like, no, and Tam was like, dude, you should watch it. So, like, one day, and I didn't want to, like, I specifically told him that I wasn't gonna watch it just to piss him off. And then one day, I watched the entire first season, like, within the course of a day and a half. And then came back to school, it was over the course of Friday and Saturday. And, like, he had no idea, like, I didn't tell him. And so I came back to school on that Monday. I was like, oh, dude, yeah, Game of Thrones, pretty good. Pretty good. I think I'm gonna start season two tonight. Actually, he was like, "What? Wait!" And he's like, "There's so much to talk about." So he freaked out. And we spent the next.
I said, "Dude, weren't you shocked that Sean Bean died? Like, shocked?
Was he really shocked?
No one was shocked. There was not a single person.
Shocked. I hope nobody was shocked.
I'm gonna go get some water.
Because I hear
water.
Sure,
water.
Oh, water. Yeah, all sure, right. Of course.
Okay.
So, okay.
No, but there
so
are people out there that were shocked. Like, I can't believe Sean Bean died. I was like, that sentence alone doesn't make sense. You were shocked that Sean Bean died. That doesn't make sense. That's something you don't say. Yeah.
All right. So here, just because I'm pretty sure Alex heard this story, I won't mind if I tell it now. Friend of mine named Garrett Everett. We've talked about him before.
Total idiot.
Yeah, total idiot. We used to love that guy.
He died.
He died. Used to. And so he did something he did a lot of embarrassing things. I could probably go on a list of just all the embarrassing, but one thing that stuck in my mind when you said, dude, that was the stupidest thing I've ever done, I think, well, it wasn't me, but I witnessed it firsthand and I would have felt the same way. So what happened was, at one point during junior year, My grandmother came to live with me and my family, and so she was staying with us. But one day, an aunt of mine, that grandmother's daughter, came by one day, just came in, and me and the guys were outside, and I think it was
at your house.
Outside my house. I think it was me, Garrett, and Jacob. I think it was the three of us. I don't think anyone else was there. Maybe Talon, but I don't feel like it. I feel like it was just the three of us.
Okay.
It was usually just the three of us, if no one. And so we were sitting there and we were talking about it. And and so like I said, oh yeah, you know my grandma's moving in, this is that. And Garrett knew all that. Garrett assumed too much, as they say in The Phantom Menace. And
is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh yeah, an audience, if you could think of the main character in Phantom Menace, we'd like to know your opinion.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist. There is no main
character. There is no main character. Anyway, so... So my aunt walks up, right? She parks and she's walking up. You know, she's carrying her purse or whatever. Garrett stands up, and I said, oh, this is, this is my friend Garrett, and this is, I didn't introduce, like, who, I was kind of midway through, I'm like, oh, this is Jacob, I know it's gonna be Jacob, this is Garrett, and then Garrett's like, oh, goes up to shake her hand, this must be your grandma!
Yep.
She wasn't my grandma.
I was not your grandma.
She was my aunt. And so I'm just like,
and her heart just shatters.
There was this really awkward pause, and I'm like, no,
she's not.
She's my aunt, my grandma's not here right now. And he's like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I am so sorry, Kevin said. I'm like, I'm just like, that is the worst thing I think I've ever heard of. So, I don't know. As far as embarrassing stories go, that's pretty bad.
Remember when he cut his leg open? Serious
mistakes. Yeah. He was jumping over a fence. At a picket fence.
A picket fence? A white picket fence?
Well, I don't know if it was a white picket fence, but it was some kind of fence.
What picket fence isn't white? Name one fence that isn't white. One picket fence that isn't white.
A brown one.
No.
Does not exist. Brown one wouldn't be white.
No, because there isn't one.
Okay, well, I actually don't picks know if, didn't if happen, it was dude. Exactly... There are picks. I don't have any myself.
No, picks or it didn't happen.
There is picks. I just don't have them. Okay, but it was some kind of fence. I don't actually remember what kind, but...
blue picket fence. It's like, did you mean white picket fence? It's like,
did you mean white
picket? And then you go to images and it's like, just all white picket fence. It's like, did you mean white picket fence?
So yeah, you jumped over and freaking jabbed through his thigh, up his leg, pointed towards his butt. And apparently, it hurt, but, like, not that much.
It was adrenaline, dude. He probably just didn't...
Yeah, he's like... and then jumped off, and then he was like... Looked down, and he was like... It's like, blood just... It looks about all the back. Pokes it. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I thought you were just going to get bottles, but I'm
going to... No, we're out of bottles.
Well, okay. Speaking of that, like, see, I feel like that's just, like, a human reaction where, like, sometimes your body just decides, like,
what are we talking about?
You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. But you're not, you know?
Yeah.
I one time...
Yeah, it's like when you get trapped in a subterranean research facility where all the doors are locked, and you can't escape.
No spoilers, but yeah. But you can.
You can't escape.
I know I can.
No, you cannot escape.
We can't even say what that was about, because that would be
no,
spoiling.
I know.
But
nope.
I could escape, though. I'd
you
escape.
Couldn't, though.
Well.
Theoretically, for podcast listeners.
Well.
If you're in a research facility, which is underground, all the doors.
It's not underground.
That part was. He said it was subterranean.
Yeah. He had an outside window.
Those were all fake.
Yeah, those were fake. Like
that's why.
Those were in almost every room.
That's why. That's why when he says it's like, because I was thinking about that too. Like I didn't even actually realize that those were fake until the second time around. Because when he says at the very end, when he says, "Oh, it must be 10 o'clock," the lights were still on.
I didn't know it was underground.
Yeah,
it would take me a little bit longer than.
Yeah.
Yep. Still get out.
a little longer. 5 extra minutes. Stop.
Stick up, dude. Stick up.
With a spoon.
What was I going to say about... Oh, yeah. So, like, I mean, because I remember one time I stubbed my toe on the floor outside and I was barefoot because, like, you know, I just walk around barefoot. And I was like, it was fine. I just stubbed my toe. I didn't even look. And then, because, you know, like I'm saying...
You look,
like,
down, your entire foot's gone.
I'm walking around and I look behind me and there's a trail of blood behind me. Like, just a trail. Like, foot... I'm like... And I look down and, like... The top part of my toe just, like, was, like
off.
Like that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go inside.
That kind of... I have a similar story.
Well, that's...
So, this is some, like, Alec backstory. Part of the reason why I hate throwing up so much is because the last time I threw up was just horrible. Which was my sophomore year of high school. You know, I remember the day very clearly.
Wait, that was the last time you threw up? Sophomore
year of high school.
Yeah.
I throw up, like, every week.
I want to say it was, like, Mother's Day. It was some day that caused for my mom to want to take me and my brothers out to a movie. So we went and saw a movie. I don't remember the movie, but I remember we went to the Bellaterra movie theater. And I got a hot dog and popcorn. Both of those come into play later on.
Do they?
Yeah, they do, unfortunately.
Would you poop them out?
They did. I did not. I wish I pooped them out. That would have been much more enjoyable.
you just hear ploop. You just smile.
So I was feeling fine for most of the day. But, you know, we got home from the movie. I want to say it was like Despicable Me or something like that. I know it was probably an animated movie. because I was seeing with my mom and my little brothers. And so we got home, and I was feeling pretty okay. And then out of nowhere, my stomach started hurting. I was like, oh, this is balls. And my parents were planning on going out to dinner.
You're like 10. Oh, this is balls. Mom, this is balls. My stomach hurts.
And so my parents were going to go out to dinner. I was like, and they were like, hey, you going to come? I was like, no, I think I'm going to stay. I'm not feeling too hot. Just bring me something back. I'm feeling
balls.
And so after they left, like, it took a turn for worse. I started feeling worse and worse. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm so going to throw up. But, like, I didn't want to throw up because I hate throwing up. I still hated it at this point. I didn't hate it as much as I do now.
Makes you feel better.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
What? No, scientifically proven it does.
No, this is why, actually, I hate throwing up. Like, this is bad.
You choke on it?
No.
Okay.
So I started feeling really sick. And then I started meditating almost. I was like, I don't feel sick. I don't feel sick. And that actually worked for a while. Like, I was like, I actually felt fine for a little bit. And I was like, huh. That felt... Like, I'm not kidding. I felt fine for about 30 seconds. And then barfed. Like, I was standing right there. Like, for people watching the video, I was literally standing by that door over there. I barfed all over Maggie. And myself. And so I was like, oh, dude, that was
just... And the dog's like, you love me, Juice. Alex dog is stupid. And
so I washed Maggie off in the shower with me. And then the rest of that night, I felt like utter crap. But I refused to let myself barf again because I hate barfing.
You should have barked again.
No.
This is what was the worst. This is what your problem was. You barfed half of it. And you got so like, no, I don't like this. So you stopped barfing.
That's what
and
I
there
did.
Was still half of that
yeah,
barf
and I
that was
in
like,
there.
Okay, I'll go
it
back.
It belongs in me.
No, but see... You should have just let it all
no,
in.
Yeah. No.
And you would have felt better.
Have you ever dry heaved? Because you can still barf. Even after you've barfed up everything, your body will still try to barf. That's called dry heaving. That's one of the worst feelings ever.
Yeah.
Because you're like your stomach's doing the barf motions, but there's nothing in your stomach to barf. So you're just like... And it hurts almost.
I don't think I've ever done it because I always barf it all out and I'm always better after. This is also something... I think I'm onto something though.
Okay.
With something. With barfing. Because I don't remember the last time I barfed.
Ever since then, like, I've had multiple times since then where I've almost barfed, but I've willed myself to not
do. That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
I've developed a way
to
stop it.
I haven't barfed, like, it's just, I don't barf anymore. After that,
I just go, you sit there, and, like, you kind of, you do, like, a little, like, swallow thing, but right as you're about to, like, gag, you kind of do, like, this burp swallow thing. That's how I do, and I'm like, nope.
All right, I actually devised a more, I don't know if this works, but I devised a... practical way of doing it. I feel like it's mostly psychological. I don't know if it actually has any real effect on me. But what I do is when I feel like I'm about to barf, I get a really cold shower running. Like ice. I get Ned Stark up in there. Like, you know, he's like, yep, it's cold. And I have
like, dude, ice, that's my favorite food.
Yeah. I get a really cold... Samsung, I can't really see you. I don't know how long it's been like that. Yeah, that's
no, it hasn't been like that long because I.
Yeah, so I get a really cold shower running, and I wait until like I feel like I'm about to throw up, and then I jump in the shower, and there's that moment of like, like when you jump into a really cold pool and you have that gasp of air. That's like a survival instinct. I'm pretty sure there's a name for it, but you know that there's that initial
your body's
gap.
A change.
No. Yeah, it's your body like trying to figure out what kind, like it's gauging the danger. So
steak.
It subsidizes anything else going on with your body. So I devised this method so that anytime I feel like I'm about to barf, like legitimately like I'm about to throw up, I just run a cold shower because it gives you that gasp and your body's like nothing else is going on until I figure out whether I'm drowning or not.
I just will through it.
I haven't had to do that.
That's too complicated too. I would just barf. I would just be like, that's too much work.
No.
I just barf.
I hate barfing, dude. For the most part, I can just like clench my teeth and like just sit and I'm fine.
I actually do remember the last time I barfed. Two steaks. Forgot the other one, though. Do you remember the last time I barfed? Like, a little bit ago. Like, not that long ago. I was on a boat deep sea fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I remember the other steak. This will lead into it. But, like, you know, I just got seasick. But, see, it was 30 minutes in. When we actually stopped, I was like, okay, well, now I'm going to get sick. You know? Because it's like...
Yeah.
And your body, see, this is what's going to lead... Like, your body is stupid. Because it's just like, you're poisoned. Dude, you're poisoned. Even though you know in your head, you know in your mind, dude, I'm not poisoned. Your brain is like, dude, I'm not poisoned. But your other part of your brain that controls your body. It's like, we're poisoned. We're so poisoned.
we're gonna die.
Puke everything.
We survived, but we're dead.
See, I puked on that boat.
Everyone has a 30 minutes
in, and I was fine after. I was never seasick after that the whole time. So, but leading into that, I realized
everyone has a Bill Paxton
with that in mind. I was like, wait. So, like, I knew I wasn't poisoned. I knew that. I'm not poisoned. But my mind think, like, it thought that I was poisoned. Like, it was like, dude, you're poisoned. But I was like, dude, I'm not poisoned.
Dude, I'm
not. And I tried to relate that to other things that, like, we are, like, we trick our minds with lots of things. Like, and it's stupid that we have to do that. We should have more control. Because, like, we take pills and stuff for, like, sicknesses or whatever. Because, like, your body's, like, taking care of things. And it's like, okay, I take this pill. And it's like, you're changing your mind with your mind, because you're consciously like, I'm going to do this, but your other part of your mind doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's stupid. It's so dumb. I mean, it's like, why can't we just mind, you know?
It's just like, all right, so, you know? ADD, for the most part, is a made-up disease. I'm not saying that there aren't people that actually suffer with it, because there are people that legitimately, like, their life is debilitated because of ADD, but 90% of the people that claim that they have ADD just are lazy. Like, that it's just like an excuse to be lazy. And yeah, okay, so my point kind of ties into what you're talking about. Like, I don't think, like, people have more self, like, control over themselves than they realize. Like, it's so weird how, like,
it's just you don't think about it.
People don't realize, like, our society's kind of, like, for the past 30, 40 years, with the rise of pharmaceutical companies, we've been trained to think that the only way we can overcome things like ADD or diseases like that is with pills and, like,
you know. I don't do pills.
Yeah.
I tell you guys that?
You don't do pills?
You guys wait, like, wanted to know facts about me. Anything. I don't do any pills.
What?
What?
You have a headache. You don't do Advil.
Nope. Also, I don't really get headaches. I get a headache maybe once a year. At the most. I also didn't get a headache till, like, my junior year of high school. That was the first time I had a headache. Yeah. But
I don't get headaches all the time.
Even
it's
when I,
like,
get a headache, I'm just like, it's whatever. I just have this for today, you know? It's just like a thing. But see, it's because I know that if I just take pills or whatever, or medicine, I mean, something is like, dude, you need medicine, you know? It's like, don't be stupid. Just take the medicine, you know?
Yeah.
But there's some things that's just like, your body will take care of it, you know? And I think from that, your body will be stronger. If I just keep going with pills or whatever, it's just like, no, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. See, now that I'm taking pills, like, it's like a crutch that I shouldn't have to need, you know?
Yeah.
So I just don't do it. Just none.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you drink a lot of water?
Yep.
Yeah.
I started drinking a lot of water within the past. Like, I used to get headaches frequently, like maybe once or twice a month. But I started last semester, I drink, like, twice as much water as I normally drink. I haven't gotten a single headache since then.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. Water is the best thing.
It is.
Like, people don't realize it. That, like, there's always something you can do with water.
People make fun of me because when I go out to a restaurant, like, if you just give me, like, I like drinking. I like drinking liquid. I don't know why. It's something I enjoy doing. Like, so
I always order a water whenever I go to a restaurant.
So if I go to a restaurant, and I have waitresses just bringing me refills of water, I will down like 10 plus cups of water in a single sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so people always make fun of me, like, how are you drinking so much? And because they bring them to me, so I drink them. Otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's why I also pee a lot, because I drink a lot.
What?
I know.
What? Speaking of pee.
No!
Another mistake. Kind of ties into that. So,
Diet Coke. The invention of.
Pee?
Yeah, well,
because Tamlin pees a lot, but not because he drinks a lot of water, because he drinks an excessive amount of Diet Coke. Like, he pees all the time.
I usually have to pee a lot.
It's worse because
I drink a lot of water too. I don't drink 10 cups at a sitting from at a restaurant. I don't do that. But I drink a lot of water. Or try to, at least. And see, I developed a way to, like, not a way, just like, I just
drink water. Like, my, just by looking at it.
I don't see now. I had this
because water is a crutch.
Just traumatic event in my life that was involved with me having to go to the bathroom, and now I just hold it in. I'm able to hold it in better, I guess, because I had to go pee at my house.
Peed on the concrete.
And our main bathroom, you get the one you guys would use,
yeah,
that one. I'm sitting there, and someone's using it, and I really had to go. And I'm like, fine, whatever, I'll just go through my parents' room into the bathroom in there. I'm like, yeah. That's the second bathroom. It's the bathroom we have. We have two bathrooms, and that's the only one there. So I'm like, okay. Whatever. Open the door to my parents' room, and they're doing it. I still had to pee, though. So it's pretty much, this is the situation. So I open the door, see it, and I'm like, oh my, okay. And I have to walk across the room to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, walk back, and close the door.
Did they notice you?
They did notice me. When
which,
I walked
which
in.
Which time?
When I walked
first
in.
First walked in?
And as I was peeing, I just heard them just like...
Did they stop?
And like, do you think he knows? I'm like, of course. I was like, shut up. Just stop talking. Don't talk. I
was how just long shut up. How was this? Yesterday.
This was like 4 years ago at least.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, this is the worst. I was just sitting there peeing. I was just like, this, I'm never going to pee again.
Jesus, 4 years ago? That's sophomore year.
No, I was probably freshman year.
Oh my God, that is the
best story.
That's crazy.
It sucked. So, mistakes. Learn to hold it in a little better. So, mentally now, though, I've associated that incident with, like, going to the bathroom or holding it. It's just kind of like, nah, dude, I can hold it. It's fine.
I usually have a pretty strong tolerance of holding it. Except like when you have to pee, there's a certain threshold where you just realize, like, where you just reach, like, you just have to pee. Like, if you drink a lot of water, and you're forced to hold it for a solid 4 hours, there's a certain threshold where you reach where you need to release it. Like, you just can't hold it.
I was gonna say
anymore.
Another story after what you're saying. Yeah,
we went to San Francisco last year. Have I told the San Francisco peeing story on the podcast? So if I have, I don't want to tell it again. Have you heard the San Francisco peeing story?
Not this podcast, I don't think. Maybe on the other one.
Because if Sam Slade's heard it, then I've told
think
it.
I've heard
okay.
It.
So we went to San Francisco last year. We drove there. Evan drove us.
Sam Slade,
I bought like a gallon of Arrowhead water. Because everyone brought water. I didn't get the memo. Like, everyone was like, dude, you didn't bring water? I was like, nope, but I'll buy water. So I bought a gallon of Arrowhead water. And I drank it within 45 minutes of starting the car ride. Or, like, because we don't do that. We were a good 45... It was a four-hour car ride, just about.
He did.
We were about 30 to 45 minutes into the drive. Maybe even not an hour. And then I got it, drank it within 45 minutes. I had to pee... Like, I started feeling it a good hour later. So, I was holding it. From the time I started to have to pee to the time I... The story ends. We arrive in San Francisco for a good 2 hours.
Where's Kevin going?
I don't know.
Kevin, where'd you go?
Who cares? Okay. He was there for this. So I'm sitting there. I'm in the car with four people. It was me, Evan, Kevin, and someone else. I forgot who else was in the car. Deborah, I think.
Just piss into the gallon.
I'm getting there. So I'm sitting there. We're in Olivia's car too. And so I start having to pee. I'm like, okay, I can hold it. We got like an hour and a half or so till we reach San Francisco. I can hold it that long. It starts getting worse and worse. And like, I had drinking a gallon of water. So it starts getting worse kind of fast.
Yep.
And I'm trapped in a car. They weren't like, Evan had said, he's like, dude, I'm not stopping. We're like only an hour away. There's no way I'm stopping. It's like, okay, I can hold it. And so finally, we're about half an hour away from San Francisco, and I have to pee so freaking bad. And so I was like, all right, I'm sucking up. I'm peeing in the gallon. So I take my jacket off, put it over my lap, and, you know, start to try to pee. But I couldn't pee. Like, the minute
Because you were stage fright.
Yeah, exactly.
It's first time peeing in a bottle. I get you.
It wasn't my first time, though. I peed in a bottle. It's just I never peed like that. Like, I had my seatbelt on. I had, like...
You take your seatbelt on, go in the back, do the jacket thing.
There was stuff in the back. I couldn't go in the back.
Stand up, dude.
And so finally, I had to hold it for another. That we had about half an hour left to San Francisco when that happened. I couldn't pee. Like, I tried, I couldn't. I had to hold it another half hour. We finally arrive in San Francisco, but Evan neglected to tell me that our hotel was on the far side of San Francisco. Like, we had to drive through a good 20 minutes of city once we got to the outskirts of the town of the city. And I didn't find that out until, like, we'd been driving a bit, and I was like, Evan, how much farther we have? And he was like, oh, we have about half an hour. I was like, wait, what? But we're in the city. He's like, yeah, but we're, like, all the way over there. And I was like, I'm walking. I got out, sprinted to the nearest gas station, and they left me there. I had to walk from that gas station to our hotel because I had to pee. Yeah. It was actually, crazy enough, that was my hands-down favorite part of the entire trip. Because I walked through the like through San Francisco.
Cool.
Yeah, I went from like one end to the other, and I just got to see the city. It was a really cool walk, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah. And cool. Like, yeah.
So, you know that fishing trip you guys know about that I go on, right?
That you go on specifically the weekend of my birthday.
Yeah. I can't go to your birthday this year. No, I'm just kidding. You, like, changed the date. So, I was like, oh, hey, we
Sam's
changed.
Like, Sam's like, when's your fishing trip? That depends, when's your birthday?
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
No, we're going the same weekend. So 2 years ago, not last year's fishing trip, but the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Camelback backpack. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
When were you guys?
Oh, seen? I haven't seen yours. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I have one. And yeah, and it's just like it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, those are awesome.
It holds like 72 ounces of water.
You get to pretend you're an actual camel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like a camel. So I had one of those. I'm sitting there, and we start driving back home from Bishop, which is like 5 or 6
hours. Bishop's great. Love Bishop.
Bishop's amazing.
There's a little pancake. Wait. We've been to. There's a little like cafe in Bishop.
I've probably been there, but
it's little. All right, it's oh god. I do you know where the Kmart is in Bishop?
Sure.
Bishop's small, so I
can throw a rock across Bishop.
There's like two things in Bishop. Yep. There's a
you ever been to the theater there?
Yeah.
We always see the newest Marvel movie there, because usually the weekend we go is the first weekend of May, so it's always the first, but we just changed it like last year.
We always go in the winter.
We got a better spot, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still going to see a movie, but like we would always see the newest Marvel movie because it was that weekend.
All right, so like right,
and nobody goes to that theater.
Right across the street from the Kmart, like down a mile, there's this little cafe called the Petite Bakery or whatever. It's kind of down the street from Schatz Bakery.
I was going to say, is it Eric Schatz?
No, it's down the street from Schatz.
Schatz.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever been to Schatz?
I haven't, because here's the thing. So Coral, bring it back to their... From yesterday,
last night.
She always goes because she goes to Bishop, and they always go to Eric
Schatz. Dude, Schatz.
Yeah, and she's like, "You should go." And I was like, "I've seen it every time
we go."
You've
never been to Schatz? That's literally the only good thing in Bishop.
Every time we go there, I'm like, "Listen, you guys, we should stop by and try and go to Eric Schatz." And like,
you got
it. And like, they're like, "No," and I'm like, "Why not? Let's do it once, just one time. Let's just do it."
Okay, but what I'm getting to is this little diner actually makes, because you know Schatz is a bakery, and this diner actually sells a lot of Schatz baked stuff. Like they use like their pancake mix, and it's all super super good. Like they have the best pancakes I think I've ever had in my entire life.
Steak about pancakes. I'll tell you the best pancakes ever.
Okay.
So driving home from
the
show,
I know.
And I'm showing, or no, this is the person's second time. But pretty much on my iPad, I have Django Unchained, and it was like, either the year it came out or the year after. It was on my iPad, and I was like, and like we're sitting there, we're talking like, oh yeah, Django's super good. And I was like, we're sitting there like driving. It's a 5-hour to 6-hour trip, and it's like,
come closer.
And we're like,
and then the line between you being in frame and you being out of frame is very thin.
Okay, well, back to the story. So like, I'm like, dude, we should just watch Django like right now, just on the iPad.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. And like, so I'm like, and he's like, let's do it. So. It's a long movie, and I pretty much just take the Camelback nozzle thing, I just stick it in my mouth, and just drink the entire thing, this whole 72-ounce thing, and I'm like, just, you know, the whole time, and so I finish it within, like, 30 minutes, I'm like, holy crap, and it hit me, and I'm like,
Django,
I drank too much water, I'm gonna kill myself, I'm gonna have to pee, because we're on a huge trip, and I'm just,
that's a long drive.
Technically, we stopped, so okay. I'm gonna do that, though. It was still a long drive, though. So, like, we're sitting there, and I'm like, this was a mistake. Because I'm starting to feel it, you know? A few 30 minutes after, I'm like, yep, it's a mistake. I'm stupid.
Django is still in chains.
So,
okay.
I had to pee so bad that throughout, like, so we're, like, sitting there. And it's like, Django's got, like, 30 minutes left, maybe. And at this point, though, I'm delirious. I'm trying to solution this, like, because there's no bottle to pee in, because I drink out of... I don't want to pee into my backpack. I don't want to ruin it forever. So
you pee through the nozzle, like just put it up to your urethra.
I just like you know, like a condom, just like just you know. So I'm like, I'm in the back row of a huge van too. So imagine the van we used for filming, but with seats in it. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I'm just like, so are we stopping anytime soon? It's like,
no, what?
I don't know. Maybe in 45 minutes. Like, oh my. So, again, I'm delirious, and I think to myself,
well, if I eat Cheez-Its,
maybe it'll absorb. What? A little bit, which I know, like, the moment after I peed, I'm like, that's, why would I think that's a good idea? That's so stupid. That one, so I start eating a crap ton of Cheez-Its. I'm just like, and like partway I'm like, this is such, why would this work? And like, so pretty much,
like, on the plus side, I am eating Cheez-Its.
The meat of the story though is pretty much, it's so, I'm so far gone at this point, and we're done. We finally stop at a place, we stop at like a Carl's Jr. or something. I get out of the car. I'm like, I'm in the back. I push everyone to the side. I'm like, I need to go.
Da, da, da,
and like,
da, da, da,
and like, da, da. And it was so bad, I could not walk right.
That's great.
I was like this. I was like this. I was literally like, I couldn't. If I stood straight, I would like break myself. I was like this, hunched over. And I was like. Like that.
You can't, video can't see him.
Well, as you can now, I was like this.
So
if we have anyone watching this stream?
I had to pee so much.
So it's like how Garrett walks all the time. Hey, if you're watching the stream or listening to the podcast at home, which you should be watching the stream at home too.
Every single
tweet step. Us at CIYP Podcast on Twitter, and we'll give you a special shout out.
Very special shout out.
Yeah. Sponsor.
You'll get a free kick in the dick.
Speaking of that, like I was going to say, every single time I took a step, it felt like a punch in the dick. Every time. I was just like, so I get to the urinal and like, I pissed for about 2 minutes. I was like, oh, that was great. And then I had to go back 3 times though. I had to go, oh, that was great. Oh, no, I got to
go out on a limb and say this has been our best theme yet. I know you pulled it out of your butt just because you felt like you made a mistake, but
I was
mistake.
Pissed.
Yeah. You were pissed. Ha! Full circle. Full circle. We love full circles. Our podcasts have been so full circle lately. Like, both the Flame Reach and the Comments in Your Pocket podcast.
No, something we haven't talked about yet, though.
What?
The conversation, dude.
Oh, yeah. We haven't... What's our time on the thing say right now?
Where would it say that?
Top. Above the audio line.
Okay. It's 106.
106?
Yeah.
Okay, we got about 15 minutes left. So, yeah, okay. Cutting it a little short, or close.
Whatever, dude. Let's talk about the conversation.
Okay, let's have a conversation about the conversation. I had a gripe about that movie, although I'm not sure if it's something I noticed, but I'm not sure if I liked it or didn't like it. It's just something I noticed.
Okay. What?
The main character is absolutely useless. He does not do a single useful thing to the plot in the entire movie. Like, the event, I'm talking just purely in the, because I know it's about, like, his psychological, like, the, you know, this is the psychology, it's a psychological,
yeah,
like,
thriller.
So I know it's more about, like, his mental state than anything. But in terms of, like, what actually happens in the plot of the movie.
Well, he had no say in
the matter. He didn't, all right, so his record, like, you know, the conversation, him recording the conversation had no impact on what happened in the end of the movie. Like, him recording that conversation didn't end up meaning anything.
Well, technically, you don't know because he didn't give... See, the problem was if he would have given the recording to the people he was supposed to... Give
it. They stole it.
It was too late.
Was it?
Yeah, because they killed the guy. They killed their boss.
No, but they got... Didn't he get it from him? What? I could swear he got it
from him. Yeah, they stole it from him, but it was too late.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, but here's the thing. Even if... Well, no, it wasn't too late. You're right. It wasn't too late. But the conversation they had was, that was the whole thing at the end.
Yeah.
Like, if you flip it on its head, it's totally different. So it's kind of like, you get the conversation, it's like, oh, she's cheating on me. But they were actually plotting his murder.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that. They weren't, like, scared for their lives.
Also, so I watched it last night while I was doing work, like, when I got home from us seeing Ex Machina, which was amazing, by the way.
Seriously, go see it.
And so I watched it kind of like later at night. And it's not a scary movie, but the soundtrack is borderline horror movie crap.
The conversation?
Yeah. Because like there's a few parts
it's
like
specific,
there's not a whole lot of music in it. Mm-hmm. But like there's a few parts that get really loud and really intense sounding. Like the whole part where he's in the bathroom hearing the murder go on. Like when he finds all the
and
blood
like when
in
the blood
toilet.
Comes out, that was so
there's
cool.
So much like it sounds like a horror movie soundtrack. Not like that was like so creepy to me. Like just watch it. Like for sure, it creeped me out. Like I wasn't scared, but it was just kind of like creepy.
Yeah,
I'd say you're right in saying what you're saying about the main character. But I don't think it's something
wrong
with the movie because the movie's about his.
I'm not saying like that. I'm still trying to figure out whether I like it or don't. Like I guess it's just something I noticed. Like it was more just like a dude. Yeah. He didn't do anything. Like he was useless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well it's like. It's like Nick in The Great Gatsby. He is
completely, he's a very important and necessary part of the story, even though he does not interact with it.
Yeah.
You know?
He's just the part that touches everything.
My hands down favorite part of the whole movie was the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole part where he's just, that was,
like, cause it's like, you finally completely get it, how insane he is.
Yeah.
Like, cause, like, he's so good at his job, but he's good at his job because he's, like, insane. Because he's, like, he knows everything about what he does, so yeah. He knows that that can happen to him.
Yeah.
So everything that he learns to do to, like, to survey people or whatever, yeah. Everything that he does, he's, like, that could happen to me. Somebody else could do that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just destroys his apartment. And I just, like, I was thinking about it. Because when I first saw that he was just playing his saxophone at the end and his apartment's just destroyed, I was like, that's kind of weird. Is he just okay now? And then I realized, oh, wait, no, he's okay because he's like, well, I destroyed everything. There's no way they can be listening to me anymore.
Yeah.
Because he destroyed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
Like, doo, 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 doo. He wasn't playing that song, but he's
yeah.
Like,
doo, 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 doo,
doo, doo. Yeah. Doo, 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 doo. Such a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Coppola makes such good movies.
It's, I still actually, funny enough, I don't think, because I've only seen about 7 or so Coppola movies, that being the 7th. It isn't any higher than, I think, spot number 6, I think, is where I put it.
But which that's a difficult list, though.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. Like, I mean, okay, it's not 6. I mean,
we're talking,
I think it's actually 5.
Godfather 1, Godfather 2,
also,
Apocalypse Now.
I don't know if we talked about Apocalypse it last week, but I didn't know going into it, at least, like, mentally, I didn't register that Harrison Ford was in it.
Neither did I. That was another thing.
No one did.
Nobody did, because you looked it up beforehand, and that was, like, your selling point, right? Or whatever.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, you know, should I see it tonight? Because I was looking to see how long it was, so I can check and see if I had time to watch it that night or not. And it said, you know, Gene Hackman, Harrison Ford, and the cast. I'm like, well, I'm watching it tonight.
I think it was actually the youngest I've ever seen Harrison Ford in a movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in it, but I knew when the credits came up, because I was sitting there, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this movie no matter what kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and then it was like, and starring Harrison Ford. I was like, what? What is he doing here?
What? I actually didn't watch the credits. I didn't know he was in the movie until I heard his voice. Because I was watching it, but I was also doing work at the same time, so I'd like
to be about an hour.
How many movies? He's done 2 that I know of that he's just minor parts in. Like,
Apocalypse Now. Like a nil part.
At the beginning.
At the beginning.
He's important at the beginning, but that's it.
And he's just this sergeant, and you're like, okay.
Harrison Ford.
It's Harrison Ford.
Yeah. He's also really young in that one.
Yeah. It's weird. What year is Apocalypse Now?
79. Yeah. It's weird. It's 5 years after, even though he looks younger in Apocalypse Now, I think, really? Than he does. I'm like, wait, Conversation 74? What?
Yeah, because
Robert Duvall was in it.
Yeah.
At the very end, Robert Duvall was in it. I was like, this guy. Because they didn't put him at the credits. I was like,
was in the credits.
No. Because I looked up, I was like, what's Robert Duvall do? And he's not actually listed in the... He's uncredited in the credits. It says so on IMDb.
Oh, shoot.
I was just like, huh.
I thought Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie, though. It's
so good. I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see it again. Well, I've only seen it once. It's more fair for me to say it. So,
any closing thoughts on the conversation? Also, I learned to hate the actual conversation. I learned to hate it over time. Like, that girl's voice at first, like, there was a tangible shift in what I thought of the conversation, because I was like, oh, she has a cute voice. Like, I like her voice. The more they replayed it, though, I was like, I hate her voice. I want her to die.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting about the plot, is they kept playing it over and over again. You're kind of like, okay, I know they're trying to give me something, but I don't know what they're trying to give me.
Yeah.
And then at the end,
until
like,
the very end, you're like,
and then the pieces just ping, 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 just fall all in the right place. You're like, gotcha.
So everyone that guy worked with was the worst person.
Because that was a lot of inspiration for my short. Like, I was just like, that was so good. And then, like, I just kind of combined it with the conversation I had.
With
the conversation. Yeah, conversation.
Wait,
conversation.
Who was that conversation with exactly?
A guy named Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Because
that's the name of the main character. Yeah.
That's my name.
That's your name.
It's my name, dude.
You're Pocahontas.
After all.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to do your horror movie list now?
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick. All right. Bigfoot confirmed.
I got my movies ready. And then I want to make a little announcement of what's going to be happening next week on the podcast.
Next week!
On the comments! This podcast has been brought to you by I can't do the voice.
Brand Flakes.
This podcast has been brought to you by Brand Flakes. Same old taste, same old color. Brand Flakes.
Same old box, same old cereal.
It's literally the same thing since the 1800s.
Add raisins. If you're an idiot.
And with raisins. If you're not insane. Now, it's like and with raisins, not now with raisins.
No, it's like raisins sold separately. Like, you gotta add it together. It's kind of like.
Yeah, it doesn't actually come in this year, it comes in a separate pack that you have to buy separately.
Brand Flakes raisins. You can only buy it if you're buying Brand Flakes.
Oh my gosh.
They're just regular raisins, though. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't remember what I promised last time at all.
No, you didn't.
But.
You don't remember. We don't remember.
No one remembers, but... Okay, 65 was the number, I'm pretty sure. If there's any inconsistencies, please watch the damn podcast. Listen to the damn podcast and comment, and I'll fix it. Okay?
And by he'll fix it, he means I will see it, tell him that he messed up, and then he'll tell me to fix it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, he'll just go back.
We gotta restream them all.
Yep. That's it. I'm starting over.
Starting over. You know what? 101.
Dumb run.
All right. So 65 is The Mummy, classic Universal monster, 1932. Boris Karloff played the Mummy. What can I say? It's actually funny story. When I first saw it, the beginning, it was kind of scary to me as a kid, but at the same time, like, after that first time, I have not been able to stop laughing every time I see that scene, because the scene is as simple as they uncover the mummy, you know, and they find this scroll of Thoth, and the reader's like, whosoever, you know, reads from this scroll, this, and that, will bring to life, you know, this, and that, and the terrible things, and this, and that. And so this one guy, this kind of younger guy, is like, you know, whatever.
Brendan Fraser.
Not in 32.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
And so he reads it, and there's this awesome scene, the mummy comes alive, you know, it's like this. Then the arm drops. Yeah, so you know, that's all cool. And then this guy sees it and he screams. He goes, you know, he freaks out. The mummy takes the scroll and then it kind of just walks away slowly. And it's really creepy. But then after that, the way they find this guy is not by his scream, but because of his laughter. Afterwards, this guy is driven from that moment on, seeing a mummy come to life before his eyes, has gone completely insane immediately. And so the whole thing's like, he took a little walk. So I've never been able to not laugh at that scene since, knowing that. So, anyway.
Speaking of Brendan Fraser, though, he might be the most irrelevant guy ever. Like, he's the most irrelevant famous person. Straight up. He's so irrelevant. It's like, he's practically nobody, but he's not. Now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's broke.
Is he broke?
Yeah, he's one of those broke people I heard.
Like Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper's dead.
No, before he died.
His body's
the reason why he did all those really crappy movies.
Oh, yeah.
Jason and the Argonauts.
I'm trying to think of like, if there's anyone more less relevant than Brendan Fraser, I can't think of anyone.
No. Nobody's less relevant than Brendan Fraser.
But in a weird way, he is relevant, though.
Because he's the most
irrelevant.
Yeah. It's like The Room.
Like, what else has he done besides The Mummy?
Well, he's dead George of the Jungle. He did all the Mummy movies, and then he did
a lot of comedies, like Dudley Do-Right, Furry Vengeance.
Yeah, Dudley Do-Right.
That's the same thing as not doing movies, though.
Looney Tunes. He did a Looney Tunes live action
He did George of the Jungle. That was a big hit.
Okay, yeah. I would argue that Owen Wilson would be in a similar spot.
No.
If it wasn't,
no, because he's been irrelevant for less time.
If it wasn't for, like one or two movies... Like, Owen Wilson is straddling that line, is what I'm trying to say. Like, he's almost there.
He's nearly there.
He's halfway.
What's the next one?
64, and this is something I don't know if Alex seen, but I can guarantee Sam Slade has seen, because we've talked about it. Misery. Rob Reiner's Misery. Director of The Princess Bride, funny enough, and this is
a good movie.
it is a
smoothie.
No, okay, but it seriously, it is a freaking fantastic movie. I love the poster because the poster's so simple. It's just like it's the cabin in the movie. It's all kind of tinted blue, and it's in like this American typewriting font that just says Misery. And then at the top, like, the best way to sell it, you know, it's like, James Caan, you know, from The Godfather. Like, Kathy Bates, who ended up winning an Oscar for the movie. And then it says...
Because she's insane.
And it says, directed by Rob Reiner. Screenplay by, you know, it was basically the guy that wrote The Princess Bride. And then, based on a story by Stephen King, I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, if I was alive in 1990, I'd be like, dude, I'm gonna see that. Like, I am so sold on it, you have no idea. So, and it was very well written, and if that movie does not make you cringe, you're not a person.
It's just about, basically, a writer whose car breaks down, or...
It's an accident, yeah.
Yeah, it's an accident, and he's like, whatever, and then, like, this lady's like, oh, let me help you, and then she takes him home.
And
like,
turns out she's a huge fan.
She's like, oh my gosh, I love your
books.
This girl
named Misery, where it's basically a series of unfortunate events, but around, like, one
pretty
girl.
Much, she, like, third acts... Gone Girl,
mm-hmm.
how you kind of get the, well, more so, but like, you know, in Gone Girl with Neil Patrick Harris, he's kind of like, you stay here forever now. Yeah. But she takes that to the extreme, and she's like, you stay here forever now.
Like,
you right here, and I'm going to break your legs.
Yeah, like, seriously, like, it's just, it's something that just gets crazier with every passing, like, 15 mm-hmm. minutes. You're like, oh my god, this is so great. And you're like,
seems
I would do this, I would do that.
Yeah,
like, you're thinking of all the things that you would do in that situation. Like, it's one of those movies that just challenges you that way. Where actually, the next movie is also very similar in that way. Audition, number 63, it's a 1999 Japanese film, I believe.
Japanese.
And you've probably heard of it in the past. I don't want to go into it too much, because it's one of those movies where you just see, and then, like, it kind of unfolds itself. But let's just say it is a romantic movie gone completely wrong. Like, it had the premise where it could totally work out in a fun, quirky, and interesting way, but goes literally the worst place it could ever go.
I've always wanted to make a horror movie that's advertised as a romantic comedy. Like, the first 20 minutes of the movie make it seem like it could be the fun, a fun and quirky kind of whatever romantic comedy.
Yeah, I wish that some, like, the movies that do change like that, like, there's, oh my gosh.
Cabin in the Woods?
No. Wow, I'm stupid. Just go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep going. You know, like, it would build up characters like a romantic comedy would. Like, it would introduce... That's something a lot of horror movies, I feel, don't do.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know...
Yeah, right?
Like, if they would have never said it was a vampire movie, how crazy would that
right?
have been?
Right? Because, alright, like, it sets up the... One of the things horror movies... Like, I'm criticizing the horror genre here, specifically, because those bastards gotta get their crap together. And the best ones do this. I'm just talking about
every horror movie should be a secret.
The genre, not everyone.
Every,
but the genre at large, it's just like they don't introduce characters as people. They're just like, oh, these are archetypes, and they're gonna die or something, or they're gonna have ghosts thrown at them. They don't build up the characters. They don't introduce you. Dust Till Dawn did that. And I think it'd be cool if it set up the characters like they were in a romantic comedy, like, you know, like they were all friends going to do something, like, you know, Seth Rogen and James Franco should do a horror movie, dude.
They totally should. They probably will.
They probably will at one point.
So,
disaster artists.
So Audition, you just gotta trust me, see it. And those who have seen it, kiri kiri kiri, you know what I'm talking about, you got chills. 62, another 1999 movie, American Psycho.
That's a good one.
Yes, very, 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 so very good movie. Not only is it a decent horror movie in and of itself, and probably one of my favorite of the 90s, and probably one of my favorite of all time.
It's not like horror, it's like horror. Like, yeah, it's horror. Itself, but it's not like, oh, this is such a scary movie. It's like, it's not trying to scare you in any way.
No. But I think the reason why it's a very special, like, had to be included on this list is because it is ultimately about violence, you know, and how people react to violence and their desensitization to violence and how society treats violence in certain ways, you know. And
I would say it's to desensitization to everything.
Well, yeah, and violence being the root of it, obviously, because it's a horror movie, but ultimately, it's like, I haven't read the book, but I hear like it barely touches the book. Like, the book is crazy in its own way, you know. Hard to touch, which is why I think a remake is still possible if they do it right. I think it should be a musical, honestly. an 80s musical. That'd be so like in Patrick Bateman's world. Funny enough, they actually had in the ending of the book, and they almost had it at the end of the movie. He was supposed to break out into song in the street. Like it would have been a musical. And I'm like, oh, that's so twisted. But if they did the whole movie like that, that'd be so cool, you know. Yeah. So, anyway, so American Psycho, please see it. It's one of my personal favorite movies of all time. And Willem Dafoe, lots of fun facts. Also, the commentary is good if you actually own it. Vampire, 1932. It's as simple as vampire. Spelled with a Y, actually, because it's foreign. However, it is...
they're the hipsters that make vampire movies.
However, you can't tell it's foreign, because aside from the title, because it's... mostly silent. Mostly. Not entirely.
Mostly.
But mostly. It's one of those movies where, like talkies were still spreading. Like Alfred Hitchcock made a movie one time, Blackmail, where they were halfway through filming when they made it a talkie.
It's so funny reading about people that worked during the silent era, because, like, of how many people were so against talkies.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, like...
He was straight up just like, that, you guys, that's ridiculous.
Guys, come on. Sound... In a movie talking. It's never gonna work. Never gonna sell.
That's why he kept making silent films way after people were already, like, it was mainstream that people were...
Yeah, he made silent films well into the 40s.
You know? He's just like, dude, you guys, silent films, that's the future.
So Vampire is good on a lot of levels. If you like gothic horror movies, especially from the 30s, like, you know, the classic monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein, shit. This is seriously up there with one of the best I've ever seen. It's so great. Like, the atmosphere is so good. Funny enough, there's dream sequences in it, and the dream sequences are so scary though. When you think about them, you're like, that's like a dream I would have as a child. You know, like, because I'm not giving too much away, but ultimately there's this character that has this this dream that he died, but he's still like alive in his body. He just can't do anything, and he's being buried. And he's alive, and it's a scary feeling.
That's the worst. You know, I've thought of that.
And his face can't move, but he's like, you know, trying to get out. And like, it kind of plays to a lot of primal fears. And oh my god, the cinematography is so good. Like, it made, like, on my colleague, Vampire. It's actually on Hulu.
Is there a vampire in it?
That'd be so funny if there wasn't.
There are multiple, if I remember correctly. So.
That's shooting.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very cool, very nightmarish, and, man, they use shadows in a really awesome way. So, anyway, tune in next week for...
Bran Flakes!
A movie featuring Bran Flakes.
Two 50s horror movies with Sam Slade does not know.
Whoa.
Because he never knows anything about
50s movies. There's a weird theme. Well,
50s movies I know, but not 50s horror movies.
There's a weird theme to the next week's movie. All right, so first I have to preface this. So, one of the things that we've been talking about on the podcast for a while is we want to do watch-alongs, which we've already tried with The Room, and it was actually a lot of fun. No one watched it, but that's just kind of standard for whatever we do. We do it more for our enjoyment, not for you guys. We don't care about you. Next week, we are going to be watching Pan's Labyrinth Yes, we are.
We're not watching Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes, we are. I mean, Labyrinth. So
yeah, I was like, we're watching... Why
was like,
we do that?
We are watching Labyrinth, sorry. I thought...
I'm like, Samson needs to watch that by himself.
Yeah. You haven't seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Nope.
What?
We're going to watch it in class, though. Wow. Probably.
We probably are, actually. Because our teacher, literally, that's... Every class, he will mention Pan's Labyrinth.
Wow. I don't blame him. It's like such a good movie.
Like that, I've heard.
Yeah. That reminds me... Has there been any good movies?
Since Pan's
Labyrinth? we're like... Dude.
Like, that was the first thing he ever asked in class. Like, has there been a good movie since Pan's Labyrinth? And I was like...
Like,
I didn't want to say anything because I was like, is this a trick question? Like, is he going to say no to everything?
You guys are like...
I don't want to be like, there will be blood. No. Oh, okay.
No! Trick question. I hate Pan's Labyrinth.
It'll be like... it was like, there will be blood. The Dark Knight.
Inception.
Inglourious Bastards. Inception.
It's like... Okay.
Interstellar. It, like Interstellar, Gravity, Django Unchained.
What is it with women and hating gravity?
Dude, apparently. Rachel hates gravity. Know, that's right? So crazy. And she hates it for the stupidest fucking reason. A different reason than Liv, though. It's weird. Like, they don't have the same reason.
Well, I feel
like
has the stupidest reason.
I think they said, but they each have their own stupid reason.
I think, no, honestly, I think they are the same reason. They just both vocalize it differently. I just don't think they either of them really knows why they hate it. They just, like, try to figure it out.
Their reasons are the same, meaning they have none.
Okay, so
their explanations are
different. Yes, next week we're going to be watching Labyrinth, and so the movie I suggest this week will not come into play next week. It'll come into play the week after that.
Yeah.
When I will be hosting, because next week there won't be a host. We're just going to watch Labyrinth. Shut up! No one asked you. They really don't like Labyrinth out there. They're dogs.
They're dogs, dude.
But so I have a theme for the movies, and the theme is sequels.
Sequels.
And it wasn't on purpose. It's just all the movies I thought of that I wanted to see were all sequels. All
right.
So first one is RoboCop 2. So I wanted to watch that.
RoboCop.
It's on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. I think it is.
I wanted to get back and see the old RoboCops. I just never did.
Yeah. So RoboCop 2. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. Like I've
seen it on Netflix.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I thought they might have taken it off.
No, anyway. I don't think they have.
Because I remember when you posted the list on Skype and it was like this big thing, and I'm like, no, I didn't get a chance to see RoboCop 2 and 3. I wanted to watch the rest of them.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been taken.
I'm looking at it. All right. Well, then the other two.
What are the other two?
The Godfather 2. And
we already did that.
We did. I'm still supposed.
That was one of our early ones.
Still supposed to watch that one. Yeah, I haven't gotten around that.
It's so weird to think that you haven't seen The Godfather Part 2 again.
Oh my God, RoboCop 2 is not on Netflix.
I'd honestly be fine with it. But
so what's the other one?
Wow.
What's the one?
Mad Max 2.
Oh.
Done. It's Mad Max 2, dude. No, it's Mad Max 2.
Okay.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just saying, I mean, we're going to watch it eventually.
I want to watch it before the marathon.
That's fine. I'm just saying, if as long as you're okay
with that. Wait, are we going to have a marathon before the new movie comes out?
Of course.
Are we?
I am.
Okay.
You're more than welcome to come.
Well, you haven't been very vocal about it, so I'm
really?
Just, yeah.
We didn't have this conversation?
No.
He mentioned it to me.
You may have mentioned it, but you never made it like it wasn't like this is happening.
This is why it's got to be Road Warrior. It's because I've seen the first one. I've seen the third one. Because our teacher was like, we were going to watch Road Warrior today in class, but I decided we're going to just skip it and do Beyond Thunderdome. It's like, why would you do that? Why would... You're going to go with the second one in the franchise. And then you're like, no, I'm going to do the third one in the franchise, even though the second one's the best one,
yeah.
You know? And I was so annoyed. I was like, but I really want to see Road Warrior.
It's like saying, guys, Batman Begins changed what we thought a superhero movie can be, and Dark Knight changed that even more. We're going to watch The Dark Knight Rises today. Okay? Guys, Star Wars changed the world. The Empire Strikes Back was even better than that. Today, we are watching Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it may not be bad, but in a film class... You don't watch that one, you know?
Yeah, you just like,
that's the one you're like, oh, well, you can go and watch that later kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so Road Warrior?
Road Warrior, yeah.
Okay, Road Warrior.
So you're going to see the third one before the marathon,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, well, I have to. I didn't know this marathon was happening. I mean,
yeah, okay, it's literally, like, Friday. Like
I mean, I'm on board for, like, I want to see it before the marathon. Like, now that, like, I know we're having a marathon,
yeah,
I want to see it before
Friday.
But, I mean, I probably wouldn't have suggested if I'd known that, like, this was something we were planning. Like, I would have thought of something else.
Yeah, Friday, after class, we watch all three movies, and then that evening...
I don't have a class on Fridays. Joke's on you.
Well, after my class, so either. Screw you.
You're the only one. You take a Friday class, you weirdo?
I dropped it. It's the worst. Don't do it again.
It's the psych class. My psych class. So, after that, we watch all three movies. Then that night, go see Fury Road.
This is Audible.
That's almost how... Have you ever listened to an audiobook on Audible?
Mm-hmm.
So, Audible doesn't
no.
actually... Audible doesn't actually make audiobooks, right? They're just a distributor. So whenever you finish an audiobook, it goes through like all the people that were responsible for making it. It's like, oh, Blackstone Audio and the voice actor that did it and the person that wrote the book. And then Audible cuts it at the very end.
Audible hopes that you enjoyed this.
I always think it's the funniest thing because Audible's just like, we are also here.
We're cool too.
Yeah.
Don't forget us.
And then the beginning, it's always like, this is Audible.
And then
do you own Road Warrior?
Me personally, yeah. No.
Right.
So the thing
let's
is,
let's just
I'll
get
it from Uncle Mickey.
Uncle Mickey, get it to buy it for us. Well, we do have 2 weeks to watch it and get a hold of it, so yeah. we should have.
Dude, if I could find, if I found a DVD like set of the three movies, I'd buy them.
If you go to Best Buy, you can buy a Steelbook 3 set Betamax.
How much?
I think it's like $30 though.
Yeah,
is it Blu-ray?
Yeah, Blu-ray.
Then it's worth it.
But you can buy just Road Warrior for $5 on Blu-ray at Best Buy.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, see you guys next week for Labyrinth.
Tune in next week
for Bran Flakes. One of the things I am working on, because I had this idea to do a little animated ad. So I was going to do an animated ad for Bran Flakes, just that we could play in the middle of our podcast. Just, this podcast has been brought to you by Bran Flakes. And so I recorded the audio for it, and then I was like, okay, time to animate it. Then I started thinking of what the animation would be, because like most of your commercials are dumb like children's cartoons, and I like all Bran Flakes would just be a stagnant cereal box sitting next to a stagnant bowl filled with stagnant cereal. Like there wouldn't be any actual
raisins are there.
Yeah, it would just be a still image. Like, it wouldn't even Bran Flakes
from the background.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then it's like. You know, zoom in.
Like, everything about the image is lacking in every way.
Yeah. It would just, like, there would be no color. It would just be, like, beige on top of light brown.
Like, the worst bowl ever.
All right, but yeah, so that's something I've been working on. And by, I mean, I honestly, if I spent 20 minutes, I could probably finish it.
Yeah.
So, all right, but see you guys next week.
Next week.
For Dashing Thrills.
And Dashing Thrills.
And Bran Flakes.
And Bran Flakes.
And Labyrinth. I hate and Bulges. Damn